Space pressed. Stop button alt plus S.
Hello, guys. This is Bobby Vinton. Today is Saturday, May 7th, 2016. I do have a wonderful podcast that I'm going to do for you. It's been a long time since I've done one. My podcast today is on cleaning, ways to clean Windows 10 and many other operating systems and freeing up disk space. Yeah, we're going to talk about freeing up disk space today. I'm going to show you many ways, and we're going to actually do them as well. Now, the first thing we're going to do is I'm going to go to my desktop, and I'm going to tell you all the ways that you could, all the folders that you could free up disk space in Windows are, one, you could do disk cleanup. We're going to do these all. Two, you have to show hidden files and folders, and then you go to app data, local temp. Three, you go to Windows folder and you clean out your software distribution folder. And you could also clear out the logs. There's logs too. Here we go. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do Windows M for the desktop, and we're going to get right into it.
Desktop list. List PC1 of 13.
By the way, I am using eSpeak Clat, speech player in eSpeak, and I'm at the This PC icon. Now, the very first thing we're going to start with is disk cleanup.
Recite list PC1 of... List PC window, items view list, folders grouping expanded, desktop not selected, well, items view list, devices and...
Now you're going to go to your local disk C.
7 of 8, row 1, column 1.
Okay, I'm at local disk C. Now you're going to do your properties.
Context menu, properties are 24 of 24.
We're going to do disk cleanup first, I want to show you around that.
Local disk C, properties dialog, general property page type, local disk file system, NTFS used space, 20,667,568,128 bytes, 19.2 GB free space, 98,839,683,072 bytes, 92.0 GB capacity.
Now that is not good. I only have a 120 gig hard drive. Now, here we go. I am going to do...
Disk cleanup button alt plus D.
We're going to do disk cleanup first.
Space, disk cleanup dialog calculating, system error memory dump file scanning, now, cancel button, 40%.
Now this, what this is going to do is it's going to give me...
Disk cleanup for C, dialog, disk cleanup property page you can...
I'm going to stop my speech there. It's going to give me speech for options on what we can do here. Now I'm going to scroll down to all the options.
Windows Defender checkbox checked, selected 1.37 MB 1 of 8.
We can do Windows Defender.
Downloaded program files checkbox checked.
Downloaded program files.
Temporary internet files checkbox checked. Selected.
Temporary internet files.
Delivery optimization files checkbox checked.
Delivery optimization.
Recycle bin checkbox checked. Selected 0 bytes.
Recycle bin is 0 bytes.
Temporary files checkbox checked. Selected 3.10 MB 6 of 8.
We don't have to worry about that.
Thumbnails checkbox checked. Selected.
And we could do thumbnails now. There are other options that are hidden. I'm going to unhide them.
Description grouping window keeps a copy of secure desktop.
It's going to ask you for the UAC.
Do you want to allow this app to type yes button?
Local disk C. Property disk cleanup dialog calculating. Device driver packages scanning. Cancel button. 9%. 38%.
Now, what this is going to do is it's going to take a while to calculate. There are going to be more options. Now, here we go. We're going to do...
Disk cleanup for C. Windows Defender.
Okay, these are not the same options. You're going to go down and you're going to see more. What I did was I went to the next tab over and said I wanted to clean some system files. So here we go. We're going to do...
Downloaded Windows Defender checkbox checked. Selected 1.
Windows Defender.
Downloaded program file.
Downloaded program files.
Temporary internet files.
Temporary internet files. Almost the same stuff.
System archive Windows.
System archive Windows error reporting.
Delivery optimization.
Delivery optimization.
Device driver packages checkbox.
You did not see that in the previous menu. Device driver packages. That's 0 bytes.
Recycle bin checkbox checked. Selected 0 bytes.
Recycle bin is 0.
Temporary files checkbox checked. Selected 3.1.
That's 3.15.
Thumbnails checkbox checked. Selected.
Thumbnails. Now,
disk cleanup property page in some editions. Disk cleanup property page in some editions of Windows. The disk might include file shadow copies and older Windows complete PC backup images as part of restore points.
Okay, you could clean up your system restore.
System restore and shadow copies grouping. You can free more disk cleanup dialog. Are you sure you want cancel button?
Now, I want to delete these because I have not cleaned my PC in over a couple of weeks now.
Delete button.
So here we go.
Disk cleanup for C. OK button.
I'm going to hit the OK button because it's going to ask me again.
Disk cleanup dialog. Are you sure you want to permanently delete the cancel delete files? Disk cleanup.
Now it's
going
to take a little time to delete.
Optimization files cleaning. Cancel button. 0%. 33%.
You're going to hear the progress bar.
70%.
Local
disk C. Properties dialog.
This is very quick because, you know, I don't keep much on my PC. I have about 24 programs. Now, I'm going to exit this.
List PC window. Items view list. Devices and drives grouping expanded. Local disk C. 7 of 801 column 1.
Okay. I'm going to exit that. Now,
desktop list. List PC 1.
We're going to go to the desktop and we're going to look at some other options. I'm going to go to my control panel.
C. Control panel 3 of 13.
Control panel.
All control panel items. And
now, we're going to do File Explorer Options.
F. File Explorer Options link customize the display of File Explorer Options dialog.
Now, we're going to do the View tab.
New property page. New. Advanced set. All display 5. Display the level 1 hidden. Don't show hidden 5. Case.
So, show hidden files and folders and drives are going to be on because that's not my default, but I unhid that. Now, I'm going to hit the Apply button.
Restore, okay, but can't apply, but case pressed, unavailable. New property page, you can apply this view, such as detailed desktop list. Control.
Okay, now we're done with that. Now, here comes some more options. We're going to go to Bobby, but I have a shortcut on my desktop for the username. So, we're going to go to Bobby now, my Bobby folder.
B, BitTorrent, B, Bobby's email, B, Bobby 12 and 13.
Okay, we're going to go to Bobby, and we're going to go to App. Data local temp. So here we go.
Bobby window items view list.
Now here we go. I silenced my speech. Now we're gonna go to Bobby app data local temp temporary internet files. Here we go.
Items view 3D object app data 2 of 18.
We're gonna go to the app data folder. Now I'm gonna show you what's in this folder.
Items view list local of roaming 3 of local 1 of 3.
There are three folders. There's local. Local low and roaming. Now we're gonna hit enter on the local folder.
Items view list, active sync not selected. What?
We have apt-to-sync. No, we're not gonna touch. Do not touch any of this. This is part of the OS. So we're gonna go to the temp folder.
T temp 12 and 16.
Now this is where some of your logs are. Now I'm gonna open it up and we're gonna see how many files are in here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to select all of them and delete them. There's going to be one that we can't delete because I'm using NVDA, and it's going to be called NVDA period log. So here we go.
Items view list 740FHB41C42FB72B781286BFEC.
Okay, here are all those numbers. I'm going to hit Control A. We're going to select all.
Select all.
Okay.
Delete multiple items dialog. Are you sure you want to move these 12 items to the recycle bin?
There's only 12 items here because I really have not used this computer that much. I just got it refreshed, so there's not going to be too much in here. Not refreshed, I mean, I just cleaned it last Tuesday, I should say.
No button, Alt plus N.
Okay, we're going to hit Yes button, Alt Y for Yes.
Yes. Temp file use recycling 304 items from temp 3% complete grouping. Try again button Alt.
Okay, it's a little misleading. Some of these folders have tons of items in them. Now I'm gonna hit Alt S for skip because there's one folder that cannot be deleted, and you'll see it.
Skip button Alt plus S. Temp window items view list NVDA period log 1 up.
Now there's one folder. I'm gonna try to delete this file, and you're gonna see what happens.
Delete file dialog. Are you sure? No button Alt plus N. Yes, temp file news. Recycling one item from temp inter. Cancel button. Space. Temp window.
Okay, I hit the cancel button. Okay, so we covered that. and we're going to cover a few more steps to cleaning your Windows PC. So just stay tuned. I'm going to exit some of this.
File Explorer Options dialog. New property page. Virtual Recorder dialog.
Whoop.
All control. Virtual Recorder dialog. Stop button Alt plus S.
Good. It didn't stop. So this is good. Wait, let me just make sure my virtual recorder didn't stop.
Pause button up and up. Hide window button out. Close button out plus C. Stop button out plus S.
Good. It didn't stop. So here we go. I'm going to go from Windows M to the desktop. And we're going to look at some other options.
Desktop list. Bobby 12 office and commute on. List PC 1 of
3. Okay, we're going to go to this PC. Now we're going to go... Ooh, and I forgot another folder. There's two temp folders that we're going to discuss. One is app data local temp. We just cleaned that out. Now, here we go. We're going to do this PC. I'm going to hit on this PC.
List PC window. Items view list. Semi.
Oops.
L.
Whoop.
DVDRW drive. Local disk C. 7 of
okay,
one,
we're
going to
hit
one.
Local disk C again.
Items view list. W. Items view list. Windows 8 of 8. Items view list. Add-ins not select.
Now, there's going to be... We're going to look for the temp in the Windows folder. So, here we go. We're going to look for Tappy. There's going to be Tappy, Tasks, and Temp. Do not delete any of these folders except for the Temp folder. This is all about freeing up disk space here. So, here we go.
Tappy 65 of 95. T. Tasks 66 of 95. Temp 67 of 95.
Now this, you can delete the whole folder. It has no folders in use, so here I go.
Delete folder dialog. Are you sure you want to move this folder to the recycle bin? No, but yes, but stay. Folder access denied. Space. Secure desk.
Hold on.
User account can't check. Yes, but.
Discover date items 70 point. Window. Items new list.
By the way, yeah, we're at the end of this, we're going to clean out the recycle bin. I'm just showing you all the options about cleaning up Windows and just getting your system clean. If you have like a minimal disk space or whatever, if you don't, it's okay. So now, let's exit out of that.
All file sub menu alt plus virtual recorder dialog. Desktop list PC 1 of 13.
Okay. Let's see what we got here.
Virtual recorder dialog. Stop button alt plus S.
Hold on.
Desktop list.
Now we're going to do another step.
Recycle list.
And I think this is the final step. We shall see. No, we got two more steps to go for freeing up your disk space. Now we're going to do...
List PC 1.
We're going to do local
list
disk C again.
New list. Folder grouping expanded.
We're going to do the local disk C again.
L. Items new list. Devices and drives grouping expanded. Local disk C. Items new list. Perf logs not selected. What W? Items new list. Windows 8 of 8.
Okay, we're gonna hit enter on the Windows folder. So we. Oh, by the way, just for your information, the folder that we just deleted, which is temp, that will recreate itself on reboot or when Windows updates. So do not worry about that.
Virtual Windows 8 of 8.
Okay, here we go.
Items new list, add-ins not selected, 1 of 94.
Now, here's another step. We are going to go to software distribution, and we are going to delete all the updates, but we need to do it one at a time, because it doesn't delete the updates, it deletes the update history. So here we go.
Cache 49 S, keep S, secure S, service S, servicing S, S, shell move it S, SKB S, software distribution.
Okay, we're going to do software distribution, and I'm going to remove some stuff here.
Items new list, all caps not selected.
We're going to do all caps. That's perfectly normal.
Data store to all caps, what? Delete folder dialog, are you sure you want to move this?
Yes, we do.
No button out, yes button up, stop folder access denied, risk case.
You're going to get a folder access denied.
User account control dialog, do type yes button.
Zero items recycled. Recycling what software dist-
Okay, it means the service is suspended or not in use.
Deliver data store 1 of 6.
We're going to do data store.
Delete folder dialog, are you sure you want? No button out, plus yes button.
Yes.
Folder access denied, recycling to- Skip button out, plus continue with automatic administrator rights button. Space. Secure desktop.
Hold on.
User account. Yes, but.
Two items recycled. Recycling software.
Oh, perfect. So we've deleted OpCabs data store.
Delivery optimization.
Delivery optimizations. We're going to delete that.
Delete folder dialog. No, but not. Yes, but tape. Folder access denied. Recycle case. Secure desktop.
Here we go.
User account control. Yes, but.
Zero items recycled. Recycling web.
Okay. We can delete the download folder. That's download for Windows updates.
Delete folder. No button. Yes, but. Subfolder access case. Secure desktop.
Hold
User
on.
Account control dial. Check. Yes, but.
Three items recycled. Recycling a software district.
We can't do these all at once because then you get an error message. So that's why I'm kind of doing these.
SLS post re-
Post reboot event cache. We can delete that.
Delete folder dialog. No button. Yes, but. Folder app space. Secure desktop.
Hold on.
User account. Yes, but.
Zero items recycled. Recycling software. Report. SLS 1 of 2.
So we got SLS and reporting events.
Report.
So I'm going to delete Select these all. Both since we only have two.
Delete multiple items. No button. Alt plus. Yes, but. Space. Folder access denied. Space. Secure desktop.
You. Yes, but.
Seven items recycled. Recycling 16 items from soft space. Pause the operation. Checkbox not checked. Pause the operation. 100%. Software distribution with status, address, search, tree view, items view list, header, header, main
list. Okay! Well, we've deleted that folder. Now, don't remove that folder. That folder is very important. You only want to do the garbage files. Now, the next step is...
Virtual recorder dialog. Virtual recorder dialog. Stop button alt plus
okay.
S. Desktop list. List
PC. The next step now is to remove the prefetch. Your prefetch data. So this is what we have to do. We're going to go...
Recycle list PC1. List PC window. Items new list. L. Items new list.
Hold
items
on.
New list. W. Items new list. Window beta 8.
We're going to do the Windows folder. Just my phone's ringing. Excuse me for that.
Items new list. Add-ins not selected. 1 up. R. Prefetch 42 of 9.
We're going to do... Dialog.
You don't currently have permission to access this folder.
Click. Okay, I don't have permission.
Windows
click continue.
Desktop, 18%.
User account. Check. Yes, but...
Windows window.
Okay.
Items new list. Prefetch 42 of 95. Upgrade up. Ready move 1.
Now you have all these items. There's probably going to be about 200. Don't delete the folder, only the files within the folder. So, here we go, I'm going to select all.
Select all. Delete multiple items, dialog, are you? No button, alt, yes button, okay. Prefetch window, 73% complete. Recycling 119 items from prefetch, 73% complete grouping.
Pause and we're going to have to skip this
because...
Alt,
pop prefetch window, items, new list, PF3, selected.
There's only one file in the folder, you cannot remove it because it's a system file. Okay, now the final step is we clean the recycle bin.
Desktop list, list PC, recycle bin to the recycle bin, select all, delete multiple items, dialog, are you sure? No button, yes button,
let's see how many files are in here.
No button, yes button, alt, okay. Recycle folder access denied, space, secure desktop.
User, yes button.
Discovered 456 items, 142 MB. Preparing to delete discovered 456 items, 142 MB. Grouping. Cancel tile button, cancel
okay.
The operation. Okay. Cancel tile button, cancel the operation.
Well.
0%, 10%, 58%,
we're deleting
80%,
now.
97%.
We're doing the final clean. And we did it all. And I'm not going to show you CCleaner or, you know, anything like that because... CCleaner, maybe I'll do that in another tutorial. I just wanted to show you what you could do in Windows if you did not have CCleaner or you knew nothing about it. And that frees up so much disk space that I can't believe it. So now I finished with this tutorial. So I'm going to give my contact info right now. My contact info is, my Skype name is CDBurnerMan44. That is CDBurnerMan44. And my email address is bvinton@optonline.net. That is bvinton@optonline.net. I'll be back very soon for another tutorial. Okay. Bye, guys. And just remember, be very careful when you're doing all those steps in Windows, which I did. And I will see you soon.